Headline, The Vatican Isn't Excommunicating Crypto Gamblers, published at 12:53 p.m. UTC, April 24, 2025. A fake press announcement purporting to be from the Vatican's Holy See Press Office claimed to deplore the crypto prediction market Polymarket for turning the search for a new pope into a mere speculative exercise. The supposed Holy See announcement, shared by ex-user at Yoxix on Wednesday, urges the faithful to uphold the dignity of the papal election as a matter of prayerful discernment rather than profit. They also claimed the Catholic Church excommunicated thousands of crypto gamblers for betting on the next pope on Polymarket. In response to another user sharing this post, Polymarket's X account responded, "Wait, what?" The person running the account may have gotten a little too excited about a potential interaction with the actual Holy See office, as another of their tweets on the subject was later deleted. The Holy See represents the office of the Pope and governs the Vatican City and the Catholic Church. The late Pope Francis passed away on April 21st, 7:35 a.m., and now the papal election, also called the conclave, is underway. There's no press release from the Holy See on April 22nd referencing Polymarket on its site. Instead, it's just announcements about the Pope's funeral and rescheduling of beatification celebrations. The conclave consists of 120 male bishops voting on who will become the next pope in a series of ballots. A bishop needs two-thirds of the vote to become the new pope. Polymarket has been promoting its papal election market over the past few days and currently lists Pietro Parolin as the most likely to be elected with a 27% chance. He's followed by Luis Antonio Tagle and Matteo Zuppi, who have a 21% and 13% chance, respectively. The likes of Amazon Prime are also doing some timely marketing following the death of Pope Francis, as it announced the Oscar-winning film Conclave would be available to stream days later. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.